Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
Yes, everyone. Well, you can tell by that song
what day it is
that we did it again. We fooled them and we made it to our day. Friday.
Friday.
It's Fridays for the people. You guys, it's another edition of Regular Guy Friday. I crawled in here, but I had some coffee and then we put on my girls.
That's right.
And then Kelsey started actually being Kelsey to this.
Yeah.
But Kelsey, were you doing it in mockery or were you feeling it?
No, like I'm totally feeling it. I honestly, when I listened back to our show last week, Kev, I was like, I love these girls. I love them. It makes me dance.
Right? Don't you want a boogie woogie,
yes!
Pooja?
Yeah.
I want a boogie woogie.
Yes, I love them.
I can boogie. I also had someone DM me and ask for, they're like, oh my God, I love that song. Yeah. Can you send me the artist? And I was like, hell yeah, I can.
And I love the way their dance is amazing. You got to check it out on YouTube, guys. Look up Baccarat. I Can Boogie, 1977.
So good. Just so good.
Anyway, you guys, here we are. I was saying to Kelsey, I said, it's so going to be the day. No, Pooch, you don't have to do that. DJ Poochie Pooch.
I was waiting for that.
Do not, listen, do not dim your light. What do I say? How many times do I have to say it to just
right.
try to be popular, cool boss? Do not let anyone dim your light. Crank that, Poochie. Yes, sir.
I can boogie. Addition to the studio this week, Bobo.
Yeah. Winnie and Bobo are both, they like to boogie woogie.
Yeah, they do.
I was saying the day will come when I can get an extension cord for my headset, like we used to have on the Tomorrow Show, so I can actually dance into studio. I can do some kind of dance entrance.
Yeah.
And then I said, the day after the day will be that I can get two extension cords for the mics. So Kelsey can dance in alongside with me.
Right.
And then Pooja, because, you know, we are limited to audio, thankfully. Pooja can, you know, do the play-by-play.
Right.
Yeah, as they come in.
I'll narrate. Kelsey can cartwheel in.
I just feel like, and then you know what? If you're in your car or maybe even in your house too, you can dance into the show with us.
Hell yeah.
I feel like got to keep raising the bar here.
I agree.
Right?
How do we make this happen?
I know. Everyone's expecting another 50 of these.
Boogie, boogie.
Yes. Well, children, Heel Squad, friends, countrymen, country people. Yeah, It's been a week.
It's been a week.
It just continues.
Oh my God.
It gets hot. You know, I have to say, and the rest of the country is going to be like, want to strangle me for saying this, but I like it when it's cooler out here. I've told this to Kelsey too.
I do too.
I like, you know, and cool to us is 50, 60, 70, you know, it's great. But now it's coming.
You can feel
the
it.
The heat, you know, and I just, and it's getting hotter out here too. And then, you know, that probably doesn't do much for people and how they feel. But, yeah. And then see my cars, you know, my goofy car collection, they tend not to run that well in the heat. Yeah.
That's
so,
right.
Poor me, I'll just be in the Tesla on the remote control and keep the AC on when I have to run errands.
Poor Kev.
Yeah.
Poor Kev.
No, I mean,
life
listen, in modern times, probably the best scam that I've pulled was not turning in my lease and buying the Tesla. Normally I just lease because it's a write-off.
Yeah.
And it's fun. Every 3 years you get another car. And I normally recommend it to people.
You almost did it with that one.
I did, except, you know, at the very last minute, even with everything going on, they were just too aggressive in trying to get the lease back. And normally it's the other way around. They want you to buy it.
Interesting.
And then that made me do some due diligence. And the payoff number was, for whatever the payoff number was, they would turn around and sell it for
double
another 40% on top of it.
Jesus.
So that's why I looked and see, I was like, oh, wait a second. And then that's why I said, for that reason, like they say on Shark Tank, and for that reason, I'm out.
So,
but thankfully with the gas prices, you know, I filled the Cadillac minivan. I filled last week, $110. And I said, oh my goodness, the poor world.
I
don't know how people are doing it. And, anywho,
it is wild though.
Yeah, it is. So yeah. Great comments, you guys, from, Patreon and from the IG accounts on, some of our shows on Regular Guy Friday, but then also our Backyard Breakthrough.
Yeah.
Backyard Breakthroughs episode, which could preempt Ask the Manager Mondays, or at least we can have those now comfortably.
Right.
We get Queenie. We put her in the backyard. We, you know, I bring in the people to fan her. We have the dog sitting around.
Bring in the people to fan her.
No,
big leaves. Yeah.
She sits in the backyard. No, and then, you know, just everyone joins the campfire. And then, you know, Maria shares breakthroughs and helps us with breakthroughs and gave me like a ton. We'd gone on a walk. And I said to her, go, you know, on the walk, I had so many breakthroughs through Maria because I'm always bouncing stuff off her in our walks and her with me. Probably less of her to me. But, I just said, God, Maria, we got to record some of the stuff. This is too valuable. And I said, I think I would love you having these breakthroughs with Kelsey's generation, with Pooja's generation. And I said, I think you three coming together with all your breakthroughs. I said, I think there's a show there. So we got a lot of good, comments and responses, got some nice iTunes reviews on that. So please keep all that coming because that much that's how much it helps, you know? So
totally.
Now I show that to Maria and she goes, okay. Cause normally, you know, she doesn't think it's funny. You know, I don't know why Queenie doesn't think she has that much to offer, believe it or not. She knows she's a good interviewer and she loves learning and she's fun, but she doesn't think that she herself is a bad bee.
Right. She doesn't own it.
Yeah. But she's a bad bee, you know, from how she grew up, the way the parents raised her. I think the immigrant culture, much of her hardship is to really kind of, you know, polish that diamond.
Well, Maria too is like so vulnerable. She wears her heart on her sleeve. So as she goes through it, she's super outward with everyone about it. And I think that that's the coolest thing about her. And that's the most valuable because not a lot of people are like that. And not a lot of people who have hit like her level of success are like that. So it's so interesting to get to learn from her as she goes through it. So yeah, we need to let her know she is a bad bee.
She's a bad bee. Well, first of all, we're all
queens.
Thank you.
Of course.
Hey queens. I almost forgot.
I know.
You know, like as these shows go on, it's, you know, I think we're forgetting to remind people they're queens.
Totally.
You know, I haven't been talking about how crisp things are because like
you have not.
I did some crisp things this week too.
Yeah,
I definitely was soggy too, but a couple of crisp things.
Couple of crisp things.
Yeah, we should talk about We should talk about boundaries. I know you guys, has that episode aired yet?
Yes, this
okay.
week.
Yeah, and I know it affected everyone here. Uh-huh. And then Maria, who works with Brian, the somatic therapist, who's been on our show, he had a great line on boundaries that I want to share. I think something came up this week that made me think of that line, don't forget the little people. And why maybe you need to forget the little people.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I feel like there's maybe more of an exploration on fatheads.
Always.
Because we're
it's
learning.
Never ending.
Right? Well, like Pooja and I were talking about, like this.
The evolve.
Yes. It's almost like in Walking Dead, some of the zombies started, they were talking about evolving them to make them be able to speak and have like new powers. But like, yeah, there's many levels of fathead that are out there. And
we keep finding more.
Yes.
And we're the only ones doing it. So it's kind of all on us.
Doing the work.
Yeah.
The fathead
doing
work.
All the research.
Research. Yeah.
We're pioneering.
Thank God we have R&D.
True.
Research and development is working.
The team is hard at work right now.
Hard at work right now. We have some people. We have a little office we set up in Helsinki.
Yeah.
So we've got some of the great minds there. Mm-hmm. But these fatheads, man.
They're
everywhere. And I tell you, Kels, I'm trying to get you. I got you at the right age where I think I can teach you how to navigate them.
I think so, too.
Whereas Maria still rolls around with the fatheads. And I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah, what are you And then part of me wants to, as we've talked about for my own personal entertainment for FIPO, for entertainment purposes right? only, I would like to have Pooja deal with some of them just from...
I would like that too for FIPO.
We keep just saying...
I don't want it. You can do a Pooja.
Yeah, because Kelsey right now is definitely the... Yeah, runs interference on all the fatheads that we deal
with. So this is where I'm going to use my boundaries, my new boundary skills.
Oh,
and be
come
like,
on!
No. Well, I like myself too much to do that.
Here's the thing. But here's the thing.
As we all should.
Here's the thing. And I also want to go over like what is streaming today and kind of the... Not just true crime, but there's some things about millennials starting businesses that are streaming right now. And I want to give you the picks, but then also talk a little about the psychology behind them. But listen, if we're jumping in on the fatheads. Let's go, baby. I think this whole thing with boundaries and great. And it is amazing to have them, but... There is also something to be said in your younger years. Don't be afraid to learn. And don't be afraid to burn your hand.
That's how you learn.
I can't tell you, as a younger boss, I was the one who would protect, the people who work for me from anything. And then I realized that what the disservice I was doing them. Because I wasn't preparing them for working for other people, being in their own business. It was not giving them any... preparation for life. And then as I got older and more evolved as a leader, then I was like, no, I remember like Phil and Steven and, over at AfterBuzz, there were times where they had to deal with fatheads, for example. And I remember being like, when they were younger and just starting out, I was like, as much as I'm the narcissist hunter, I'm also the fathead hunter. And, as a recovering fathead myself.
That's hard for me to believe.
Listen.
Yeah, it really
is. You're never cured. You're only in recovery, and it's one day at a time. It's like AA. It's just one day at a time. That's it. That's what we do. But I would like knock the fatheads out for them. And then
for Stephen and Phil.
Yeah, to protect them. And then as I got older, I realized that what I had said before, that it was a disservice. And so I said, no. I would say to some of the other staff, no, they need to. They need to learn how to deal with this. In fact, Jeff Graham was dealing with an interesting millennial female fathead. And, the narcissism was just so loud, like a lot of the fatheads have. And I knew the six moves that she was going to pull. And again, I have to say half of me, because I half of me likes to think that he's Batman and the other half is the Joker. So the Joker in me really was enjoying seeing
Watching how horrified.
Well, yeah, because when like sane people deal with fatheads, you just see. And again, this was an extreme fathead. There's multiple fatheads.
I'm so intrigued.
But the real extreme fatheads, just seeing the look of shock on his face. And by the way, like the extreme fatheads are the narcissists we talk about. We've talked about before those extreme narcissists. So it's always kind of amusing for me at first when I see how horrified like Jeff was, and I've seen it happen with you, Kelsey, like and confused, like, wait, what? So, but it was good because he had that, Jeff got that experience. So now when Jeff's making movies, whatever he's doing, now he's going to say, oh no, I've seen this person before. I know how to handle it or to walk away or whatever. And I will say, in the years I worked with Jeff, I was able to always reference that. I say, remember blank? Remember that? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, we got another one here. So, okay. Right. Yeah. I'm going to make sure, you know, I don't engage. I don't, you know, I don't roll around with them. And,
right.
But yeah. So let's further define the fathead. Defiant moron. If you have someone who's a defiant moron, meaning they're loud and proud over their belief system, but and the fatter the head, the louder they are, and the fatter the head, the more ridiculous their notions and beliefs are, meaning like the more preposterous and insane their beliefs are, and the louder they are putting those out there, the bigger the fathead. But sometimes, listen, and then there's, like I said, varying degrees of fatheads. But, you know, it's frightening. What were you going to say, Kelsey?
No, I was just going to say, because I wanted to wrap up your kind of what you were saying about getting dirty when you're young to
learn. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't want to, like,
I think you're right.
Pooch, when, so just so you know, Pooch, before you, when I was working with Kelsey, there were times when I was like, no, Kels, like this is your rite of passage. You're not going to be able to get through life. You know, even if you build your own business, you're going to have fatted clients. I'd say to everybody, like, no one gets out for free, guys.
Yeah.
So Joe, my brother Joe, he would always be like, I'll just marry some rich divorcee. And I said, okay.
Okay, you know, Joe.
And when he's younger, he would joke. And I said, okay. Yeah. So you think you're getting off free? I was like, yeah, first, I go, but get ready for taking her shopping on Sundays, no one gets out for free. Very few people. And by the way, are there those guys and girls eating chocolates out of a heart-shaped box and like the whole world just kind of, they ride the wave? Yes. I'm told it's something to do with karma and whatever their soul chose. I don't know. Yes, I've seen it. But for the most part, the rest of us, you can scam all you want, but
you gotta work.
You gotta work. Yeah, you know, so no one's getting out for free.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have to deal, but the fathead could be, he could be the coffee shop barista. It could be, you know, and I just, with Kelsey, I remember saying that, no, honey, you gotta go through it. And Maria will say it to me, and I'll say it to me too. This is good for her. It's good experience. So, you know, where, you know, you're young, Pooch, like, yeah, we want to, obviously don't want to over-inundate you. But if we can, here's what I would say to Kelsey is like, remember at least here, the fathead you're dealing with, like, cool boss is in on the joke. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not like the fathead you're going to deal with in out there that go, oh my God, now the fathead's going to go sell me out to my boss, ruin my, you know what I mean? Like, you have no idea. Like, I'm like, no, I know they're fatheads. Like, so what are you afraid of in dealing with them?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, they're not
you're not losing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
like
true.
Julie Chen said when she left The View and she did her video, Kelsey, what did she say?
Ladies, you got this. I said that to Priscilla.
Did you tell her?
And she died. You guys.
Ladies.
You got this.
And to my co-hosts, who I employed and now are helping kick me out the door behind the scenes.
Amazing.
And I want to stab ladies. You got this.
Oh my god. Iconic.
I will tell you how that thing is beat to death in this house. I'm like, Maria, remember what Julie Chen said? So, yeah, I don't care what Julie Chen said. I don't got you. No, you got
you
this.
You got this.
So you told Priscilla Presley.
I told Priscilla.
Who did a heel squat event with us this week.
That's right.
Through our, if you're a part of our Patreon community, or if you're not, we encourage you to be, because we have these live events once a month with experts. And she is the CEO and founder of
The Forward Female.
The Forward Female. And yeah, God, I want to go over. I missed it because of everything going on in our world.
Yeah.
Which I'm sorry about, but you.
No, it's okay. It was great.
But does Priscilla know?
Oh, yeah, she knows. So yeah,
she's got this.
Well, first of all, I'll send you her little. It was amazing, you guys. We did like this whole workshop. She had a whole PowerPoint presentation about starting and building a business. For if you have a business or if you don't, like, this information is so valuable.
Oh, wow.
So I'll send you the.
She's such a big. Yeah.
She's amazing. I'll send you the presentation. And for all of you who did miss it, who are $10 and up Patreon members, you guys get it on Saturday tomorrow. So, anyways.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah. But I did tell Priscilla because she had said something to me. I was like, oh, you got this.
Yeah. Lady.
She was like, what are you talking about? And I said, oh my God, Julie Chen.
She told us.
Yeah, ladies. You got this. So, anyways, now she's in on the joke.
I told you I had this phony psychic that had all of Hollywood wrapped around her finger and still does. And just like 20 lies later, but the thing is, it's the big reminder was, I just want you to know, the angels have spoken. They've told me personally about you, Kevin. No matter what, it's going to be very hard for you. It's going to be very challenging the next couple of years. But at the end of the day,
all will be well.
So I just like, I tell the same thing. Maria, remember what the psychic told me?
All will be well.
Remember what she said.
I'm sure she loves that one too.
But yes, you do. But you know, but it is so for you younger people out there. Even people that are a little older, sometimes, you know, learning how to deal with a fat head rather than avoiding them, is good experience because there's no avoiding them.
No.
Oh my gosh. You know, it's just that like. Stubborn, and they never admit they're wrong. And the more you show them they're wrong, the more they triple down. Egos, you know, and by the way, predominantly, it's like certain diseases predominantly affect males of a certain age and of a certain race.
Right.
But it's not, you know, you see it all over.
Well, and they pull these nice tricks too, where Kevin had to teach me. It's like they're manipulative to where then you start thinking, oh wait, you're right. I'm doing something wrong. Kevin's like, no.
Yeah. That's another game. Yeah.
So it is good to learn, and I'm grateful and I'm glad.
Well, they get you
I'm
talking. They change the subject. They get you talking about something else. And this is where to any of you fatheads out there, the very few that we have. I'm hoping my brothers and sisters and fathead, you know, I'm with you. I see you.
I respect you.
My name is Kevin, and I'm a fathead. Hi, Kevin. I still go to meetings. But if you're a fathead, you're out there and you want to break out of being a fathead, don't be afraid to be called out for being wrong, admitting you're wrong, and taking it on the chin. Because the one thing about a fathead will do anything in the world to not take it on the chin. What do I mean by that? I always go back to sports and boxing. Take it on the chin means you get hit in the chin. If you get hit in the right part of your chin, you're knocked out cold. And what I notice with fatheads is they dodge the big blow, they dodge the bullet, or they never take it on the chin. If they did get knocked on their butts, then that's where the growth begins. Where they have the, you know, go, hey, what? Oh, damn. Like, okay. Well, and then sometimes, but see if, because listen, it's not that fatheads don't get hit on the chin, but they'll do everything to avoid it. But when they do, unfortunately, they come back twice as strong to prove that, you know, they were right. And the term die to be right, that's the classic fathead, is they'll die to be right. But the biggest thing is if they could ever just sit in their shit, see their shortcomings, and own up to them. That's when the growth would begin. And that's when the swelling in the head would reduce. You know, and you would not be a fathead. But the one thing about them is, Kelsey, like, listen, you've had a couple of fatheads, right? And you're like, mm-hmm. I don't understand why I can't get them on the phone. I'm like,
oh my God.
They don't want to face the music.
Yeah.
But if they face the music, everything would get great for them.
Yeah.
Then it would be like, okay, I made this, you know, oh, wow, I see it. But, you know, and then, you know, but long-term business is, you know, that's tough. That's what I think you got to just move on. Because, you know, that's one thing Maria, she'll be like, make sure you point out that they did this wrong or they did that wrong or they didn't send this email. And I'm like, honey, no. I'm like, you don't roll around with that. Like, they won't take it on the chin. They don't want to learn lessons. Part of being fathead is they are.
A fathead?
Amazing.
Amazing.
In their own minds. And by the way, we've talked about the you're amazing exit.
You're amazing.
It's tailor-made for a fathead.
Oh, yeah.
When you break it off with a fathead. Mm. First of all, I just want you to know.
You're amazing.
You're amazing. The problem
almost
is.
Amazing.
Yes. That's it. That's really the only problem. Yep. You're just too amazing.
Yep.
Anyways. Listen, I'm sure many of you have fatheads in your world. They come like all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing. And I wish I had one. There was a one size fits all way to deal with them because, you know, but, you know, and listen, there's times they can get me, you know. There was a fathead came to our gate yesterday. Yeah.
Mm.
Uh-huh. And when we come back, I think this will lead into boundaries and how mine and how I don't, because I don't set boundaries and because it's not my habits, you know, are to not have boundaries. So if I don't pause and make myself aware of a situation and I don't start practicing boundaries, you know, which I need to do, then it's not going to come natural to me.
Right.
So anyway, all right. Mm-hmm. So we're going to come back. We'll talk about boundaries. Going to talk about dog rescue week.
Yeah.
We had some, as I'm looking here at Bobo, we had a quite
big week.
Quite an event. Quite an eventful Monday.
Yeah.
And Sunday night into Monday. But anyway, yeah, we'll be right back, guys.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
Okay, so boundaries.
Boundaries.
So according to Brian, I love this quote, guys. And this, I think this is helpful. Boundaries are our needs and desires and define how others treat us. So whatever our needs and desires are, and we're honest about them and brave enough to let the world know, or whoever we're dealing with, that these are our needs and desires and I don't want them violated. But he was saying how they define how others treat us.
I like that.
So,
because that goes hand in hand with what Terry Cole taught us this week.
Yeah, what did she say?
So Terry, if you guys missed it, we had a two-part episode with Terry Cole this week, who wrote the book Boundary Boss. This has been a highly anticipated episode for us.
Boundary Boss.
Exactly. Okay. So Terry kind of dropped the bomb on us that we were like, oh my God. So if you don't set boundaries with other people, then people don't actually know who you are. Right? You're not speaking your truth. People don't see you if you don't set boundaries that are like true to you. And I was like, oh, damn. Maria and I were both like, oh. So we're walking around like fakers because we're not setting boundaries. We're not being true to people and telling them what our boundaries are, so they have no idea who we are. And I was like, oh. So anyways, that was something that we've really learned from her.
And you know, they probably, your energy, your light, your gifts that you're not protecting, so therefore they don't see anything special in you.
Right.
Right?
Right. Because they're getting it all. They're not. Yeah. Yeah.
So what are you? You know, clearly you're. Yeah. Maria laid that on me and I'm like, yeah, okay.
That's, yeah, I know, right?
I mean, that's. Yeah, that hits home with me.
But I think that's why we feel like so connected to people like you, Kev. I've told you this before. You were one of the first people I felt like who ever actually like saw me. And I was like, oh my God.
Maria said that's because no one saw me.
Oof.
But I think that's true.
But
I'm like, you know what? Like, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'll always reference AfterBuzz, but there's many other things. It's like, you know, I still like to have to remind Maria because I had no boundaries even with her.
Right.
Which she doesn't even realize what we've done at AfterBuzz. And as I watch, and I'll talk about it later, I'm watching the story of Theranos. I'm watching the story of how Uber got made, how WeWork got made. Mm. And I think of, you know, what we did at AfterBuzz, which was the first after show. This is like 14 years ago. I can't tell you how many times you got to be in the highest level meetings with like some of the smartest people in Hollywood. And I'd say, okay, this is an after show. It's the show, and then we have hosts talk about the episode they just saw, very similar in sports. And when I just tell you, puppets, charts, graphs, like anything, and they just whoosh, over all their heads. And it was like, and not just one show, but I'm going to do it for every show. And I'm going to, and it's going to be video and audio, and it's going to be live and on demand. And so, you know, now we have all these streaming networks and we have, you know, we have tons of podcast networks. And now podcasts are just starting to get into video. Guys, 14 years ago, I was doing all of it. The technology didn't even exist.
Right.
It was me, Steven from Chili's, and Phil, Steven. And Phil was an editor.
Mm-hmm.
And we literally went to Radio Shack. Like, we just kept asking and asking and figuring. Like, we had this big giant wax board. And again, and I'm a carny. And we were just like, all right, just hooking up plugs and cables and this and that and patchwork and to figure it all out. But I didn't. No one saw me, and also I gave it all away.
Mm.
So therefore, no one saw it as precious. Like no one saw for whatever she just said. I don't know what.
Right.
Again, whatever she said that you just said, you know, paraphrasing her, that made sense to me. Why it was not respected. But because of that, you know, I was always the one that when I was substitute teaching and I saw this one kid that was in a lot of trouble with the police and this and that, and they didn't want to graduate him. Like, he's a menace. I'm like,
right.
He's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Like, what? I'm like, he's hilarious. The cops are beating him up and they're laughing as they're beating him up because right. he's right. joking.
Right.
I'm like, he's actually brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, and that kid went on to star a movie with Denzel Washington, one with Paul Rudd, MTV, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, through the magic of the guiding light, Captain Lou Albano.
If
you liked our Better Together with Maria Menounos post last week where Kelsey was channeling Lou Albano, because listen, the Kelsey trial for wrestling didn't go as planned, so we moved her over to managing.
I think she killed it. Thank you.
See?
I think you did really good.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
It's not that I...
not that I had.
It's that I'm smart.
That's all that's been coming out of Kevin's mouth this week.
I just... when I think of Captain Lou and the great wrestling managers of the past, and actually Paul Heyman, too. It's shout out to Steve the Steamer, who's the only person who listens to this that appreciate this. But yeah, I look at those guys, and they were the best champions, and they were completely... there was no blinking... and talk about just so much belief in themselves, you know, the way, could you tell? I'm showing these guys the old Lou Albano videos, and it's like,
amazing.
He's telling Letterman that he wrote Cyndi Lauper's time after time.
That was
unbelievable. And Letterman's like, and so, how'd that come? He's like, I just came to me. He's like, I went up to Woodstock with Bobby Dylan's manager, and you know, these things just come to me. And just,
full
like,
confidence.
It's full confidence.
And like, no doubt
and I'll
in
always,
mind.
And I will always say, Maria, you know, when we take meetings, and for anyone else here who's taking any kind of meeting where you're trying to sell yourself or someone else, no blinking. Mm. The blink is when you go, oh, yeah, maybe
second guess.
Maybe I didn't. Oh, yeah. No. Like those guys, no blinking. So anyway, so what I always take the time to see that. And people, and I think also it's as I'm getting older and doing this show, I think there's more, it's more divine. Because someone will walk by me and I'll go, oh.
I think it is too.
You should do, boom, boom, boom. This is what I'm seeing now.
It's your crystal brain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys have to see it in yourself, though. That's the one thing. Other thing Maria and I argued about. She was picking on me for referring to somebody who used to work for me. I used to be highly complimentary of their skills. And Maria was like, you know, the only reason they got anywhere is because you pumped them up, but they weren't what you said or whatever. And I said, no, you're wrong. They were. It's just they have to see it themselves. Mm. It's not my fault that they will make poor choices, or, you know, if they're a gifted swimmer and they say, oh, I now I want to go in golf. Like
you can't control that.
Yeah, you know, and I'll say that to people like, hey, how many people have come in here, guests of our show, and I'll just. You know, and I don't know how to not express it, because I feel like if it comes into your mind, if it's a gift that it should be shared. But because I'm so free with it, a lot of times it's not seen or respected. Mm. And then number one. And then number two, they if they don't see it in themselves, it's useless. Now, because the people coming here are higher vibrating, they get it.
Yeah.
They go, wait, what?
What'd you just say?
When can we get together, and how do we meet, and how do I execute? So that's why I see it, and what I see in you guys is what I see. And it's also the positive truths. Now, if there's negatives, they're there, but everyone has them. But then, I don't know, I take it back to sports. You mask the weakness, and you know,
Pooja and I are perfect, so he's not actually strength. Referring to us.
Right, we don't have any negatives.
He's not talking
about
whatsoever.
Us when he says you guys.
None whatsoever.
Just to clarify.
Right. I actually don't think you do, but...
Okay.
Sure, we do. That was a joke.
Listen, guys, everyone's a project. Right. And everyone is... I don't even know if they're weaknesses. Just like not your... There's areas
learning
where it's not
there.
Your genius, and it may never be.
Good point.
But anyway, so... Yeah, there's really something to be said for boundaries and not putting them out there. And then that's why you, especially I think with the Heel Squad, there's so many of the givers here who just give. And then you don't see it. And so, let's flip it then. As we all work on our boundaries, like, why don't we also be the ones to see the people, the givers that don't have the boundaries, and why don't we honor them? And so that's also probably because I'm not sure that as a worker, I'm not so sure it was always seen.
Right.
You know, what I was able to do. So that's why I try really hard to see the people who work for me, and then also like the givers of the world, and really do our best to honor them. Mm-hmm. You know, and we live in an upside down society where we honor the narcissist.
Yeah.
And then we have, let's say, like, I always say Maria's mother, who's not here anymore, but Violetta, who's our house mom, you know, I can't do enough for her. you know?
She's the best.
I can't do enough for her, but she's such a giver. So it's like, those are the people we need to see. And I was lucky too, because working in the carny business, I've said this before, but one of the guys was a maid guy that I worked for. And yet, even though, you know, he was, you know, a mobster and a bank robber, he was the one that said, listen, there's certain people you're going to meet in life that he was doing something. God, he was doing something for somebody who would work for me. He's like, you know, I can't tell you how many times I'd get out of bed at 4 a.m, pulled him out of bed at 3 a.m, 2 a.m, and he'd meet me here, and he's like, and he never said no. He's like, there's no amount of money that I could ever pay him to repay him. So I do everything else I can. He's like, and in life, if you're lucky enough to meet those people, he's like, that's how you have to be. And there may not be any amount of money.
Yeah.
But there's whatever else you can do, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Anyway.
Side note, we have a new business idea for Violetta. We will discuss off.
I had one. You know, okay. Because I had one for her too.
Oh.
And then Queenie. Because I always do the if something happens to me, which I haven't done that to you, have I yet, Kelsey?
No, I don't like that. You're not there yet.
But Maria, often Roxy's heard it, but Maria hears it a lot. I'm like, listen, if something happens to me, this is what you need to know. If something happens to me, you got to do this. Something happens to me. But even with Violetta, you know, she depends on me a lot. Like, I think I'm the man in her life. And I just said, listen, if something happens, this is what you're going to do. Like, this is the game plan. And you will make bank.
Okay, well, we have another one to add to that we need to discuss.
Yeah.
Okay.
We came up with it yesterday because Violetta's just a genius. And she was like, Kelsey, here's my idea. How do we do this? And I was like, let's talk to Kevin.
Yeah.
So
they have to go to Phineas J. Whoopi, that's man with all the answers.
Exactly.
Instead of being Tennessee Tuxedo and Chumley? Yeah, Chumley. That's boys. Usually who I am. Yeah.
I remember.
Finish, Jane Whoopi. You're on the greatest. No boys, but wait. Yeah. Okay, guys, we'll come back. Maybe a good segue to talk about, why sometimes we need to forget the little people. Then we'll get into some viewing. Mm. And I don't know. And I got to tell you my adoption stories. All right, you guys, we'll be right back.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tí eches? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on wonderful pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Okay, often we hear, don't forget the little people.
Right.
So when we're off on your journeys, you're going in a, you know, whether it's some kind of lofty profession. Hey, just remember, don't forget the little people. And, you know, on the surface, you go, yeah, that's, yeah, you shouldn't. You should remember those people of, I would think of lesser means, or people that you grew up with, or you kind of remember your roots. I think that's the part of it. But in my experience, the people who've said it are not those people, but in fact, the little people.
Oh.
And when I say little people, I think of the small mind. And I'll bring it up because Dimitri had an experience this week that I wanted to share. Dimitri's a makeup artist. About why sometimes you have to forget the little people. You know, I think, you know, for me, remembering the little people means remembering the big people. And to me, the big people are the ones who, like, gave me a helping hand on the way up the ladder or had the courage to stand up for me when no one else did or rooted for me, you know, when I was, you know, kind of going the other way in life and did it all without expectations. Those to me are the big people who could be seen as the little people. And those are the people, you know, and Kelsey, you've met some of them. Mm-hmm. And I've told you about them. And there's a lot of them that, you know, to this day, we make sure they're okay. They're fed and taken care of because they were those people in my life. And that will all, as long as I can breathe, someone said to ask me, I feel so bad I'm asking you how because you're so exhausted. I'm like, listen, here's the good news. As long as I have a breath, we got a shot.
Oh my God.
You know, but no. And again, only because I'm very blessed, you guys. Thank you, universe. Thank you, everything. So it's not, you know, I'm better than anybody. It's just that I have been very blessed. And I feel like the 21st century, you'll see more people like that, hopefully. But when I talk about the little people, it's the ones that are petty, jealous, and small-minded. And remember them, but remember them for the lessons they taught you and of course, have empathy for them on why they're fatheads and why they're small-minded, but without proximity. So the reason it all came up, and I was explaining this to Dimitri, is because Dimitri had this really abusive, toxic kind of manager, you know, when he started out. And, you know, a lot of those kind of, what a lot of, this is a fathead technique and what little people do to people who are big people, meaning, and especially big people starting out and they know they have the talent and the gifts. And rather than see those and acknowledge those gifts, they go the other way and go, you're not that good. You're not that good. You're not that good.
Right.
So this guy was always like, you're not that good. You're not that good, Dimitri. You're not, just always knocking him down. And Maria was just like, and me, I'm like, no, not only is he off, you're actually the best in the business, and you do hair and makeup. And then, by the way, if I have to have you do lighting and styling, you can do that too. Yeah. So there's literally no one in our business can do that. Now, add on the fact that he is a best friend, a champion, everything you need in a hair and makeup person, because that's the last person a talent usually sees before they go out and perform. And I've
and
seen
not
many,
usually like that.
No, many are very toxic and dark.
Yeah.
They present false positivity where they'll pretend they're all those things. And the darkness they instill in the talent, often the talent doesn't even know. But Dimitri is not that. Mm-mm. And I just, but eventually, you know, he had to have his, going back to what we said, he had to go through his rite of passage with this fathead and deal with this fathead, you know, to learn, to grow, to build. Again, no one gets out for free. And now, I mean, he's got beyond Maria, Ava Max, J-Lo. I mean, like his talent roster.
Brittany.
It's, you know, it's
Megan Fox,
right?
I mean, it's insane. But Dimitri, doing what a lot of us do, was like, "Hey, I want to remember the little people. I want to take them to lunch, you know, and just be grateful to him and thankful, and just let you know." And they went to dinner or whatever it was, lunch or dinner. It may have been dinner. And the whole dinner, the guy just thrashed him.
Stop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but that's what the fatheads do. But that's why that guy will stay in that, like, mid-level position
what
he's
a lesson.
In. But I just said, you know, you went, and what do we say? What's the best defense against the chicken wing people?
Don't get put in it.
Don't get put in the chicken wing. That's the best defense. And I mean, Dimitri, you walked in to the chicken wing. You just, this is a dark person who was always like that. And that's why he stays on that level. You know, and I'm like, so no, you owed him nothing. Wish him well. Be grateful in your heart. Thank you for everything you did for me. And if you bump into him, positive vibes, but no proximity. And that's why, unfortunately, you have to forget the little people. And people, listen, Heal Squad, it's the little people who may do this to themselves. And that's why that guy will stay where he's at. Rather than, and listen, maybe there's times in your life, there's times where I've been the little person where someone's passed me. But any, if there's ever been like jealousy or any of that, like I just put it aside and just say, hey, so amazing what you've done. Really like wish you well. And then that's how you advance past.
Yeah.
That's how you recover from being a fathead. But that's again, you have to do the 12-step program of being a fathead. There's a lot involved. But yeah, this is why sometimes, you know, you can't remember the little people, unfortunately. Mm. And usually the people who say that are the ones who go, yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, I remember the little people. Like, oh, yep. You know what? No, you, I don't really need to actually remember.
Gross.
You know, in that way. Oof. I know. Does that resonate with you?
That makes me feel icky. Yeah, it does.
Well, you're going to deal with a lot of that.
I know.
You know, I know you are, Kelsey. And
that's nice, thank you.
But I don't think we need, in this case, you don't need to go learn the lesson here. You can borrow the benefits, as Gabby Bernstein said.
Yeah.
You don't need to go back and have a lunch or a drink with and just be, no.
Well, you know what's so funny? My roommate who went to high school with me, my almost not roommate, but she went to high school with me, was telling me, she was like, oh, go fill out the form on our high school Facebook page because they're setting up a reunion. And I was like, got like actually.
What? Pooja and I are so in.
I was going like,
cheetah party.
If you guys come with me.
Cheetah party.
Cheetah party.
No, but it's so.
You F us every time, Kelsey.
It's not happened yet. You guys can still come with me.
There was an infamous cheetah party.
Yes.
And it just looked like a bunch of middle-aged people dancing at a local Holiday Inn.
Horrible.
It was one of the saddest videos I think I've seen in my life. Not to be rude, but it was just
not to be rude, but
and you took and it was only here's the thing, you only did 1.5 seconds of video, which killed Pooja and I because we were like, you're robbing us of our FIPO.
Yeah, so come on.
For entertainment purposes only.
But
all right, so go back we're doing a cheetah reunion.
The cheetah reunion.
So excited.
Point of the story is I think like a year ago, I would have been like, oh my God, yes. When she told me that, I literally got like sick. I was like, there's no way in hell.
So weird. I just got nauseous. No,
right,
like
though?
Legitimate. I know because we're so connected.
I know. I was like, oh, so you hear me burp? No way in hell I'm going to that. No, because nope. And because I know there would be a lot, oh, what are you doing? Oh, you think you're, bleh. And I was like, no, I think I'm going to pass on that.
We've talked about that too.
Yeah.
Listen, there's times. Yeah, sometimes you can go and make it fun.
Yeah.
I think it's I call for the 2-drink maximum.
Yeah, right.
Because after that 3rd drink, that's when they start giving you the shots.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get in and out.
Yeah.
I'm like a snake, baby.
Yeah, I'm moving our groove.
I'm moving our groove, like Captain Luke told
that's
us in his
right.
video. I'm like a snake, baby. I can hide and look for weaknesses. Yeah, but yeah. Well, I told you. That's why I... 270-pound Joe with me, and then everyone's nice.
That's right. I'll bring Joe with me.
Yeah. No. What's up?
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, that was my little update to that, or addition to that, because I was like, ooh, interesting.
Listen, I think my college one I go to all the time.
I think college would be different.
Well, you know what, though? I had a very special group of friends, and there were ones who would take their shots, and there still are. But I think people have aged. They've aged out of it, although I went to a dinner. But you know something? The ones who gave the shots were the more successful ones.
Hmm. Interesting.
Because they were...
Because they were jelly and hated
probably,
what they were doing.
Yeah, yeah. Like, just nasty.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like, nope, my fault. I got
you
asked
put to put... yourself put, in...
Yeah,
exactly.
I knew. I put myself... I know better than this.
No, that's how I felt.
I know, like, better than this.
No chicken wing for me.
Yeah, no...
I'm good.
No, ma'am.
No, although that does rob me and Pooja of the entertainment
value. I know. Yeah,
but
I
we'll
know.
Forgive you because you
know,
we
guys,
love you.
I hate
we don't
to say,
want to treat you that.
This is what I hate to say. It. This is where we just rock high low on Regular Guy Friday. But man, I always say just if I could just be drunk, then none of it would matter.
24/7.
There was one time, I think it was at a college thing event, and this one guy was a bully to everyone, an older guy, and just had a big mouth and did it. And I remember being really drunk. And he came up and just the same old shit that he'd pulled like 5 years before. And I just laughed so hard. at like what he was saying.
Okay.
So at first he was like, yeah, I am funny. And then the laughter just kept going and going. Oh, and he just the confusion on his face.
It's amazing.
Just because I was laughing. But I was drunk and it was like, yeah, dude. Yeah,
my God.
I think Marcus Aurelius said that. With the Stoics, the best way is through humor.
I believe that.
You know, it's just laugh. What else did I say? Oh, before
puppies.
We end and get into, well, that'll be for RGF bonus. Well, RGF bonus will tell the story of my adoption and foster stories. And I think there's a lot of tips in there, too, if you wanted to see videos of sad babies and you want to, puppies and kittens and cats, you want to do something for them. Even a period of like 24 hours, we were able to really make a big, big difference. And I think it's stuff many of us can do if we, you know, don't have children or whatever, like if we have the time. So in RGF bonus, instead of updating it when God Save the Queens, that Kelsey will not be in.
So rude.
The Kelsey the character will not be named after Kelsey, but
inspired by Kelsey.
Yes,
loosely.
Loosely based.
Loosely based. Thanks, everybody.
But instead, we will go over. Yes, we'll go over my like this my adventure with at a shelter that was a couple hours away. Very interesting. Okay, in viewing.
Oh yeah.
Do I have to take any more breaks, Pooj, or am I good?
I think you're good.
Okay.
We got two in there.
So listen, right now, just good viewing, you guys. The Dropout is about Elizabeth Holmes and Theranos. That's the girl who was 19 years old and started this company, went to school, went to Stanford for like a semester and was like, no, I don't need this. I'm going to become a billionaire and change the world. Like Yoda.
Amazing. I got to watch it. You guys keep doing the voices.
Yeah. And then there's We Crash, which is based on how WeWork was built.
Anne Hathaway, right?
Yes. Yeah. And then there's also there's the I don't have the title to this, guys, but it's basically how Uber was built.
Oh.
And I don't. I'm sorry, I don't have the title in front of me, but I'm sure if you Google it, you can find it. We Crash is, I believe, on Apple, and I think the Dropout in the story of Uber is on Hulu. But it's interesting because these are giant business ideas started by millennials and then financed by, you know, boomers, particularly older.
Super pumped.
Older, super pumped is the Uber story. Yeah, but older, older middle-aged white male boomers, not that there's not female and minority boomers who support them as well, because there is, but it's just interesting that these are three stories of these companies that were built and just this, like how it's greed meets narcissism meets I have to have it now.
Mm. Ego.
Yes, yes. But none of that. Ego's not new and greed's certainly not new. But the kind of immediacy.
Instantaneous.
I have to have it now.
Interesting.
But what it is, it's like what I was noticing is, and by the way, I recommend all three. They're not even done yet. I think they're all like mid story, so you can jump right in now. But it's fascinating. You also learn a lot. You'll learn a lot about business too. And it, again, as I'm looking, is how he built AfterBuzz versus this, how these guys built their things. I'm like, oh boy, like I'd be a billionaire, but I'd also be very unhappy. So I'm very grateful I didn't do the things that these guys did, and women did. These people did. But yeah, it's the young culture of, you know, I remember Jillian Michaels, the workout. She's a friend of ours and from Biggest Loser. And Jillian will deal with a lot of young people who say, I'm going to be the next Jillian Michaels, except, bitch, I'm not putting in 20 years like you. Like, I'm going to do it in a year and a half.
Right.
And it drives her crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But you see that these young millennials are like, no, now, because they saw Zuckerberg did it, right? And they see other people do it. But then, just so you know, equal opportunity knocking everybody. The boomers are like, well, oh, geez, who missed out on, let's say, Google or Yahoo are like, oh, no, I'm not missing out on this. So greedy.
Interesting.
They're writing the check without thinking. So it's fascinating watching the two, the flaws of the two generations working together to make a wonderful mess.
Interesting.
And sadly, at the expense of pretty much everyone, but the, you know, but the
people making the mess.
Yeah, the people starting it, and I'm sure the some of the boomers that are, you know, put up the initial money all got rich too. But you see how many people, you know, suffering or taken advantage of, and just the lying and the and the one lie goes into another, and then, you know, and you have this end justify the means, and you know, I think, listen, you can't ever discriminate. You know, it's perfectly listen. There's an 80-year-old that can run this country, just like I'm sure there's a 19-year-old, you know, that can start a billion-dollar business. Okay, but if we go to by statistics, you know, like they say a brain, you know, little Poochie's brain is barely formed. They say what, 23 to 25, your brain's not even fully formed yet. And if you're a guy, I think it's worse.
45.
And now there was some, there was something like, by the way, I saw this on South Park, but I had a funny feeling that was based on reality, is that they say that the teenage brain, probably the teenage male brain, is basically almost similar to that of a sociopath.
Oh, I believe that. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, and so you, yeah, you've got all this going on, and I don't know, I recommend watching them because you can learn just even about, there are good takeaways to learn about do's and don'ts in business.
Interesting.
But it's really fascinating, and you know, I just caution, you know, there's this, that lottery ticket mentality, I call it, that starts in business. This is probably more of an ask the manager thing. But we, our society celebrates the person that walked in the 7-Eleven, scratched a ticket, ended up with $350 million. So everyone in the world hears about that. And what does everyone do?
Go do it.
Buys lottery tickets.
Thank you. Goes and buys lottery tickets. So we don't hear about the person that, like, you know, I was watching another documentary, King of Donuts, which I recommend. Mm. And I do write this down. I want to get the girl who, second generation Cambodian, who took over her mother's donut shop, DK Donuts, little shout out. But it's a fascinating story about entrepreneurs and like first gen and immigrants. And you just see the Herculean efforts these people make to come here and to the stuff that they, but seeing it and seeing the difference between that person that will work 40 years to amass a fortune. But again, we don't hear that story.
No.
That's not sexy. So rather than say, hey, let me practice some of the principles of that person that made it that far, see where I can sweeten them or perfect them or make them better, we go, let's go buy a lottery ticket. So in show business, I was, listen, again, most of this stuff, I'm a recovering fathead. So when I say, so when I, you off, Kelsey, I'll bring you to the meetings. I don't think, you know, Kelsey, you know what you are? Hmm. I think, yeah, we have a, we have loved ones of fatheads. Yeah, you could go to that one. Like Al-Anon, they have like the.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, this, yeah. So,
like Al-Anon.
You can go to that one.
Okay.
See, yeah. And, but yeah, I go in and I.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Kevin and I am a fathead. And then everyone says, hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. And then I go in and I'm like, hey, I have grown up with fatheads.
Yes.
I need support. Hi, Kelsey. Yeah.
So,
love that.
But I did this lottery ticket mentality in show business. At the time, it was like, you know, Kevin Smith and Ed Burns, they were all making their own films and they all made it on their own credit cards and they made this film for 20 grand, 10 grand, whatever. So that's what we all did. You know, maxed out our credit cards, went bankrupt. Like, you know, and so with your generation, it's like we're seeing this influencer makes this much money. This TikTok star makes this person who started, you know, a company in their back, in their parents' apartment now is a, and so we all just go, that's me. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you got to remember Steve Jobs did start out of garage. Many years, many fails, you know, to get where you need to be. And I think that when you study the older non-lottery ticket winning stories, you can speed up their journey because they gave you the blueprint. But just thinking that you're going to go and scratch that ticket, it's disastrous.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And anyway, so when you see these, you kind of see what's going on. And again, it's a young person's brain that
right.
is dealing with this. That hasn't fully maybe developed. Sorry, I'm making a mess here with the courts. That hasn't fully developed. Maybe hasn't been beat up enough or hasn't developed enough empathy. But again, the old generation is just as
buying in.
Is probably more horrible because my mother would say, you should know better.
God love Kath. It reminds me, honestly.
You're older. You should know better. I'm sorry.
I'm dead. I feel like it
it's always
started,
qualified with the I'm sorry, I'm except she's
I'm
not
sorry.
Really sorry.
No, yeah. She's just saying it because she feels like she needs to. I feel like this kind of started with the Fire Festival stuff.
Mm.
Oh.
Same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Right.
Another just exactly. amazing fathead.
Exactly.
But no blinking.
No blinking. Oh, my God. None. It convinced everyone.
Speed, agility. Power.
That's right.
Suplex artist.
That's
chicken
right.
wing specialist.
That's right. So I'm excited to watch these. And you know what I love about these three that you named too, Kev? I think it's so cool. They've gotten huge names for them. Like it's Amanda Seyfried, mm-hmm. Anne Hathaway,
yeah,
Jared Leto,
way,
and then
so
Joseph
know,
Gordon-Levitt.
That whole party's over, honey.
I think true. But
just
I
so you know,
cool.
And again, I'll just give you a little inside Hollywood.
Yeah,
but
tell us.
Again, if you want to follow the crystal brain, you know, the movie star business, the star business is it's over.
No one cares.
Because when yeah. you think nobody cares. So when you see like Hightown, this is a really if you're a fan of if you like Boston stuff, it takes place in Provincetown and kind of the drug culture with New Bedford, and it's a really underrated series, and friends of ours, you know, produce it. And the acting is incredible. And you know, gone are like the gorgeous leading lady and the chiseled jaw leading man. I mean, you can have them, but to see such a diverse group of actors now being cast, and none of them are names. And when you think of
cool, I love that.
You know, The Sopranos. None of them were names when they started. When yes, he was James Gandolfini was working, but he wasn't a name. You think of Breaking Bad. You know, you think of. I mean, there's just umpteen examples. So now the stars need to be like, no, I'm in. I'm in. If they're smart. It's not that I hide.
It's that I'm smart.
It's not smart. You know? But yeah, you have to just go, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't anymore because, and I would argue, if you're not an actor who can really alter your, is not willing to say alter your appearance or really go there, which by the way, the actors in this do. Jared Leto, I mean, I don't know what he did. I think something with his teeth. He really embodies this guy.
He's wild. I love him.
When you see, if you see the real guy from WeWork and you see him, you're like, wait, what? What did you do?
Wow.
I mean, this is so gifted. But it's hard because sometimes you can't separate the star from the role, and then that's a problem.
Mm.
Like, I don't want them seeing Julia Roberts. I want them to see Aaron Brockovich.
Right.
But that, speaking of, that was in the movie star days where you expected that. It's over, Rover.
Over.
You know?
Interesting.
So.
Yeah, interesting.
I think with that, we should hear some Ava Max.
Ava.
You know, take us out. Kels, what's your weekend?
Sales. My weekend, Kev. I'm
still packing.
Continuing to pack.
You're like a snake, baby.
I might be going on a date on Saturday.
What?
I know. What? I haven't told you.
Am I going to meet him, this
of
suitor?
Course. No, it's so funny. It's like you never run into anyone in LA ever. And I've run into this person all the time.
Never say never.
That's true. I just feel like typically you don't run into the same people. The city's so big. Anyways, I literally run into this
everything
person
in time.
All the time.
But look at you're moving.
I'm moving. So, and I was with
you're
our new
and
friend.
Moving and grooving like a what?
Like a bad bee?
Like a snake, baby. Thank you. Thank
oh, move and groove. Yeah. I thought I heard that different.
Like Captain Lou
like
taught
Captain
you.
Lou.
Yeah.
Because
you are. You're moving to your new
that's
place.
True.
We're upgrading.
That's true.
You're like a snake, baby.
I'm like a snake, baby.
All right. So
but I was with our new friend, Hillary, having coffee last Saturday, who was giving me all her boxes to help move. Anyways, I ran into this person, and they had messaged me after. It was like, We should go get lunch. Like, I'll take you to lunch. We literally run into each other all the time.
And lunch.
And I love a lunch date.
Lunch.
Day.
Not,
I know.
Not the hey, want to get some drinks.
At 10 p.m.
I know. It's 2 a.m. Let's get some drinks.
Yeah. Hey, you want to come over and watch Netflix?
I can't stand
lame.
It.
By the way, again.
Very lame.
I've already said I'm a recovering fathead. And there was maybe one, two, or 20 different times that I...
We've all been there.
Thought that would be a wonderful date.
We've all been there.
Would you like to go to the ice cream social with me? No, there wasn't a lot.
My favorite is let's chill. What the hell does that mean?
Let's
what is chill?
Anyway,
so yeah.
All right, I'm excited.
So I'm packing and doing that.
We should kind of plan that, mind. I was gonna say we should fuck with
them. Oh,
God. We crashed the date.
No, make them. No,
we used
no,
to do
no,
that
no. Pooja, make it. No, make it. Yes, there's that.
We would go crash the date. Then we pretend we didn't know.
And
we'd
oh my!
We would order. Kelsey? We would order shots for our friend in the day, and we'd like cheer. We did a whole thing. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Pooja, you're a genius. Because I was saying, Pooja, you could be up at the house here with us. And we could make Kelsey can get ready here, and he has to come into the house and meet us.
Oh God! Oh. Not, yes. No,
and Max.
And I want to know what time. Yes, we meet Max, and what time are we going to be home
with Max? Yes.
Yeah, and you're welcome to come in for a soda.
Oh my
for
God.
Soda
after, but you know you'll be leaving promptly at midnight. But I like Pooja's idea, Kelsey.
Fun. Kelsey, what fancy meeting you here.
We used to pretend not to know them, though. Like.
That's
either
even better.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow. The song has
it
ended.
Took us all the way to the song. Well, you guys.
Well, you guys.
Let's listen. And then when is the move?
The move is next weekend. So I'm still packing this weekend. And it's kind of nice because Rumi's out this weekend. So I'm going to go through all the kitchen, do everything. And I've been slowly but surely.
Yeah, been chipping away.
Yeah, exactly.
And we have all the new items that came in.
That's right. So, and. Yeah. I've been throwing stuff away, so it's been good.
Yeah, lightning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Minimizing.
Very good. Pooja, what are you doing?
Well, I'm having like a girls' night out.
Yeah, you are. Girl. What?
GNO, baby.
GNO.
GNO,
Miley Cyrus.
On Friday, we're letting the boys come, but Saturday, the boys are
allowed. Wait. I want to hear about GNO. I got to write that down. When did I miss that? GNO.
I think Hannah, Miley Cyrus.
It's Miley Cyrus.
Hashtag. Okay, so
did you not just hear me say
that? So where are we going to GNO?
That we don't know yet.
I gave you two ideas.
You did. We're gonna start at Two Madres, I think. Get
okay.
Dinner at Mars,
which is gonna be amazing.
Amazing,
right?
And then after, we're gonna go to like out. So
like
we don't,
Tom Tom.
Yeah, maybe Tom Tom.
That was my idea.
Yeah, that was Kelsey's idea.
Kelsey, when do we get to go to these places?
Maria's gone the last week of April. Let's
all
go.
Right, so we're in.
We're in.
All right, I like this. Okay, you guys. all this madness.
Wait, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm maybe.
Are you doing Maria's hair for the Oscars?
Oh, no. Yeah, Maria has Oscars. So that I was so into this King of Donuts documentary that I want to go down to DK Donuts and get like a dozen of their like donuts.
Oh, Maria was saying you're obsessed with donuts. And I was like,
yeah, no.
Why?
And I what happens is when Maria does Oscars or she goes away, then me and the kids get together and have our little parties. So, yes.
AKA the puppies.
So I'm thinking, yes, I'm awesome. Thinking I want to indulge in some donuts. Watch some TV. These weekends about. I gotta try to recuperate. I probably should have talked about that today too. I the only one to be dumped by my therapist.
Oh my God, you said that.
One session and it was great, and then it was like, I don't think I could do this. I think I'm a little too much.
So, you said that to them?
I think she said it to me. Yeah.
She's too much.
Well, I think I'm a little much.
I have a lady I'm obsessed with, so you can have
no,
her.
No, I have some. We're lining up some new people. I'll keep everyone posted. But I can see where ultimately where it's the physical meets going against the truth of who you are, and that takes its toll on you physically. We talked about that weeks ago. I probably should have went further on that. But anyway, some other show, some other time. For now, just remember, you guys, why we're here. to listen to Ava Max three times.
This is the third repeat.
Amazing.
To learn from our mistakes, help each other, and have a few laughs along the way. Kelsey, if you would.
Bye, Betches.
Nice.
Thank you. I wanted to change it this week. I can't do it anymore, so that's why.
What?
It's hard.
Why can't you do Bye, Betches?
It's really hard. That was good, Kat.
Well,
really
well, I mean, I learn. I study. Batch. I'm an excellent student.
Batch.
Bye, Betch.
Batch. Yeah, you have to, like, calm your face like that.
Oh, why does my life have to, why do I have to strive to have meaning? I'm telling you, if I could just be drunk or on drugs and just.
Or on drugs.
Yeah, no. And just go through life as like, I'm just dropping lingo, total queen.
Yeah.
No attachments.
I know. Get boring after a while.
Does it?
I think it would. It'd be fun for a minute though, for sure.
I think that should take us into RGF bonus.
I think so too.
Okay, so you guys, it's Sunday, and as you know, Sunday's a glorious day. Now, a lot of people would say it's the Lord's Day. I say it's more HBO's day. It's TLC's day. By the way, 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days. Do not get too mixed up in the, listen, if you're going to get into 90 Day Fiancé, you want 90 Day Fiancé or you want before the 90 days. The spinoffs, they start to cook them. These are the most real and raw this side of Married at First Sight. But Married at First Sight, while it is amazing, the people who produce that show, who I know, and we've had the experts on, they're really trying to make a wonderful match and love match.
Yes.
So, if you're someone like me who wants to see a shit show, then you like the huge narcissist American who believes he or she should be with way younger and hotter, and the greedy foreigner who wants the green card. So that's not in all the cases, but in the majority of them, and it is a recipe for just perfection. Perfection. So I'm settling in. I've got that going on. By the way, I will say, shout out as well to Winning Time, which is the building of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
And man, you want to talk about 20th century business practices versus 21st century. Very interesting. That's for another.
Watch that
that's
too.
For another episode.
The whole list. I've been behind on my TV.
But no. Pooj, I would love you to watch that so you could really see what life was like.
I
back
watch it.
Then it's like, yeah, it's horrifying. But I was a little kid, and I have a pretty damn good memory. So like, it looked like, oh boy, pretty accurate. Anyway, and I wasn't a little kid when the Lakers were doing their thing. But when in this start of the series, the '70s and eighties, I was just a wee lad. but yeah, so we were. A video came in on Twitter of these two dogs that were crying. I mean, like wailing.
Yeah.
And they would, and the note was they were dropped off at a shelter with their hair matted and they wouldn't stop crying. It was like screeching. And I just said, Maria, where are they? And we found out they were at a shelter in Riverside, a couple hours away. And normally when those things go out viral, they, you know, people answer the bell. People really rise to the occasion, and someone goes and takes them. But I said, like, you know, this is not an LA shelter. This is far away. And I'm like, and I don't know. And I'm like, I don't know. I want to do something. And I said, I'm going to go out there tomorrow. I'm going to go out there as soon as they open. Because I called and got some operators or whatever. And, you know, it was Sunday night. So, of course, no one was going to be there. And so Maria was like, why are you going to go that early? You can go later. And, you just call first, make sure that they. And I just said, Maria, I got to be me. Which is, you know, how we're going to end this show. We're going to go over Sammy Davis Jr. I got to be me.
I got to be me.
So I was like, Maria, I got to be me. I said, I got to just please. I need you to just focus on you this morning. Be a good girl. Daddy's got to, like, get up early. He's on a mission. And so I took a couple of dog beds. We have these, like, $7 seatbelt harnesses. You guys, they click into your seatbelt, and you can literally have them go onto a dog's collar or preferably a harness so they're more comfortable. So I grabbed a couple of old harnesses I had here, too. And I said, all right, let's just go see what happens. So it ends up being far down there. And I went in to the place and actually had a fathead at the door who was just like, I don't know what dogs, you don't have their license numbers. And I'm like, and I pulled out the heel phone, which is my second phone, right. which doesn't have, didn't have the photos, didn't have the night. I'm like, I don't, but I can describe them. I know they're here. I called and your person said they were here last night. Well, we got a lot of dogs. I'm like, well, actually on your site, when you type in, you know, small dog, white, they literally come up. Yeah, no. He's like, And I was like, but by the way, see, Maria would have stayed and argued with him. No offense to Maria. And no offense to anyone else who argues with a fathead. But me, I was just like, oh, yeah, I get it. It's like, yeah, please. Must be so many dogs here. Must be so hard to deal with. I'm like, knowing that I was going to go inside and I was going to find him. I'm like, no. So anyway, message received, fellow fathead. And then on the way out, I slipped him. Little card about a little. I found there's a fathead that meets at a local church. Fathead anonymous, meets down at a local church in Riverside. I said, listen,
I hope he went.
That's sweet. Maybe.
Yeah, I said, you might want, it. No judgment.
Yeah.
You know. So I walk into the opening. By the way, really clean, nice shelter. I know LA like about 10 years ago. Me and I used to volunteer 20 years ago, and they were pretty dark and disastrous. Mm. And now, you know, they really have upgraded them. So it's a very nice and clean facility. So, but when I went in, I was probably 30 or 40 feet away from all the kennels. And they had said the little dogs are in, like they pointed to, you know, one of the volunteers pointed. And I just saw the two dogs jump up. And this is from 40 feet away, you guys. Jump up against the gate, the fence. Screaming and crying. And so I was like, closer. And again, if you ever go to the shelters, unfortunately, a lot of the people who work there work for the city and are not, they don't necessarily need to be a dog lover to have the job. They may just be able to show up on time and, you know, clean up poop or whatever. And again, because Uncle Kevin's not running the facility, I would only have people who are passionate about animals be there. But a lot of times they're not. And then on the other hand, a lot of the rescues go there and then beat them up to make them really angry and guarded too. So it kind of works both ways. But often they'll have volunteers who actually do way more with the dogs. They walk them. They socialize them. They're amazing. So I knew to get a volunteer. She's like, oh, yeah, no. I know they came. I said, was that them? She's like, yes, they came in last night. So I went over and I leaned down. And when I say these two big, they were listed as poodles. You could barely see. You couldn't see their eyes. They were just matted down, and they were just crying, like couldn't poor catch baby. Their breath. Yeah, coming at me. And I had to play it cool because sometimes they, my experience is sometimes the shelters will ask a lot of questions. How many dogs do you have? How big is your backyard? And like it used to be so, some of them were so strict that you, I used to say, guys, you're preventing good people from adopting the babies. Like, you've got cages, you know, kennels and kennels, like, of, you know, like, give someone a shot.
Yeah.
But, so I just said, yeah, can I look at them? But there was also another little dog that was jumping up, too, and screaming as well. But I was, okay, let me just take the two. So I took them out and immediately just, you know, held them as close to me. And I just said, you know, I had to go through the dog and pony act of like, oh, are they good with kids? And I just said, I'm like, all right, I can't even do this. I'm like, what do I have to do? Like, well, here are the fees, which were nothing. And I said, okay, I said, I'll take them. And really? I'm like, yeah. And they were both neutered. It was great. But I said, there was another little one up there too. And then I was like, oh, sometimes they're going to let me take three. And they're like, are you a rescue? And I guess there's a little, some of the rescues are nonprofit rescues. There's something weird about they'll come and grab a lot of the dogs, which is good because they do play, it's good for the dogs, the base dogs. But then sometimes they do it to solicit more donations.
Got it.
I didn't know that. Hmm. So the guy, you know, was like, so I go, okay, I got to figure out how to get these two out, and then this little one. So I said to the volunteer, and she said, no, you can. She's like, she was kind of confused. I go, no, honestly, I said, I think I want the three of them. And And they're like, well, he's not neutered. But what's cool, they were like, but we neutered him here on site. And you can pick him up later today. So I said, oh, okay. But I'm out in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And I called a bunch of grooming places for the two that I took. And I said, and nothing. Nobody had openings. They, like literally, like April is where open. I'm like, okay, that's not going to work. I'm like, so I ended up Googling the closest Petco and took them to Petco and bought a couple of brushes and a pair of scissors and was like, okay, I'm saying to myself, hey, I'll just wait for the other one to get neutered and I'll work on these guys. And then I noticed, wait a second, I don't have enough battery power to get home. I'm in the Tesla. So I was like, oh, wait a second now. This is getting kind of scary. So I said, all right, let me... So I find a supercharge station, which was great. And I went there and I charged. And so as I charged, I went to work on their hair. And so a lot of times, you know, with the shelter dogs, people really can't see, especially the ones who have hair, not fur, that you cut and you groom. They can't really see how amazing, how beautiful the dog is. And unfortunately, like, you know, most people judge that way. It's just how it is. And I'm like, somewhere under these babies, it's like they're beautiful dogs. And I go, wait a second, these aren't poodles, you guys. I'm like, do you think they're fat poodles? They're Bichons. You just couldn't tell because they had so much hair. So when you have hair like that, it's a painstaking operation, but you can kind of separate it with your hands when it's really snarled. And now, listen, there's times where it's so matted and so gone. We had that happen with Willie the Schnauzer that we rescued a couple of years ago. He was so mad, and we had to like get surgical shears to shave him down.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, but Vincenzo's coughing. but this one was these were like I could pull them apart with my hand, and then you know kind of brush it out with the brush, and very painful for the babies. Unfortunately, not extremely, but it's really hard to do because now you don't want to associate them with any pain, you and them as pain. So they're going to look at me like I'm the bad guy. But I will say under the easy now, hard later program or the hard now, easy later program, I'm a big believer in like, let's get them cleaned and groomed. Let's get that behind us. So then, first of all, they're going to be seen better. They're going to be loved more. You know, Maria used to always say, Kevin, a clean baby is a loved baby.
That's right.
That's her big thing, you know, because it's like when the dogs are clean, people want to cuddle with them more and all that other stuff, pat them more. So I went to work and I ended up like a big giant bag of hair, a bit of like that I removed from them. But when I was done, they looked a lot better, but they still were a mess, but at least it was salvageable. And then I went back and got the little black one. He was ready. And then I seatbelted them in. And then, you know, as I drive home, I try to just talk to them and, you know, rub them and pat them. Oh, just let them know, like, it's okay now. Like, we're good now. Like, no more. Like, you know. But when you think of a lot of these dogs, like these three in particular, I knew they were so connected to humans. So I'm realizing the two Bichons probably had an elderly owner. Yeah. I think a lady, just because they're so calm and gentle and sweet. And then and maybe she died, and then, you know, sometimes you get the kids who just don't care or whatever happens, and they drop them off. And just imagine, like, I don't know, someone growing up with, imagine, like, Pooja growing up in a loving home, and then we take her out, we throw her, like, we throw her in, like, a woman's prison.
Oh, my God.
Well, that would be really sad.
Yeah, I know. Well, but think about how freaked out that kind of dog is. It's like, wait, what? And so the little one, the little black one, who's a mix, he same thing, very, very crying, and same thing, he was probably very connected to an owner. And I just, you know, you never know. Sometimes, like, you get a bad partner who lets them out the back door, doesn't want to deal with them anymore, or, you know, but I feel like they were connected to people. So I wanted them to know. So they'll ride home, and, there was just a lot of praise, a lot of patting. Just let them know, like, okay. And then when I got here, thank God Violetta was like, no, Kevin, I usually wash them with Pantene. And she taught me the trick of, like, no, we have mild dishwashing detergent.
Dawn.
She learned from Caesar Milan and some of those shows, because you have this really, like a lot of them have grease and real dirt and grime on them.
Yeah.
So she did that first. Then we did the Pantene. And then we have a hair dryer here that we use, a doggy hair dryer, which is, you know, again, regular guy tip, very affordable. And when you think of the amount of money it costs to groom a dog, it pays itself off. And thankfully, during the pandemic, I have all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to, you know, I don't have to be beholden to groomers who weren't taking dogs anyway. So we got them, you know, where they needed to be. And then that night, I always have them sleep with me. And again, I know a lot of the stuff is no-nos too, that your dog experts will tell you, but I'm a believer that even if I can tell you how to be successful in Hollywood, that's just one road. There's 80 other roads to get there. And if someone else can give you those 79 other routes, take them, you know, but this is the one that I know. Yeah. And I will say that first night's really important to have them in bed with you, or at least in your bedroom in a comfortable, so they know now they're secure, they're loved, they get a lot of human contact. And so the next morning, I got them to our groomers, and then that's when the magic happened. Now, I couldn't, the little black one, I couldn't do anything with him because he was neutered, so we gave him like a sponge bath because he's got stitches that will dissolve in 10 days.
Poor Bubba.
But the other two, you know, we brought them back, and these babies came back from the groomers, and when I tell you, I've all the years doing dogs, I've never seen this kind of transformation. So if you'll see, we'll put some stuff up on Better Together with Maria, our Instagram, you'll see. The transformation is so special. And these guys the three of them are so precious. And I don't know if we can give them away. I don't know. No, listen, I don't know. Maybe they'll go to Connecticut and be with Dad.
Yeah.
And Demi, you know, or maybe especially like Francisco, Bobo. I know wants one. Like, yeah. I'm saying, like, they'll stay
in the
or with some of our best friends. I know John Edwards and his wife love Bichons and they live up the street.
Oh, yeah.
But these dogs are so connected. When I tell you to people that they have to go to somebody who's going to be all FN, but the treasures and the jewels you will find at these shelters, you know, it is. They look like show dogs, you guys.
They do.
And wait till you see. So with Bobo is the little little black one.
So attached to Kevin, you guys.
Oh my God.
Kevin
obsessed.
Even he's sitting on the desk right now, and yeah. Kev got up to fix the AC, and he was about to jump off because he thought Kevin was
all,
leaving.
All three of them are following me.
Oh my gosh.
Because
saved them.
But I'm trying to. And by the way, the rescue dogs will be more grateful than any of them. Yeah. But. Even if you ever just wanted to foster them, you guys, and I've done this for years where we will just kind of get them on their feet. We'll get them groomed. We'll do some medical work. We'll get their teeth cleaned, whatever it is. And then we socialize them and we put them on, now they're on a routine and they're still getting there. You know, I'm trying to figure out their diets. The Bichons, I think, probably just had a giant bowl out all day, or they're weird. So I'm now getting them in we eat in the mornings and we eat at night.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and I have to, I was ha- having a hand, me and Violet were hand feeding them. And
wow. And they're older too. So
yeah, so we're finding our way, but we will. But the nice thing is if we do get them to someone else now it's like plug and play.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, like if you could just even foster, it's fun. And you can kind of, you know, do something productive. And yes, the day after all this, I was definitely tired, but I will say that day I felt really good. Mm-hmm. Like physically I was like, I felt really good. You know, I had purpose. I was productive. And so anyway, yeah. So if you're ever interested in adopting, then they're out there. They're the best dogs. But even if you just want to foster and rehab a dog and get the dog to a better place and get them somewhere else. And now what I'm also doing is, I'm making Maria's with the two Bichons now because I want them to start bonding. So they're not, you know, like today I left the, I, you know, this morning I left them alone and they ended up kind of scratching up. We have a doggy door. They kind of trashed it.
They were not happy.
but when I put the TV on for them, so they had, you know, voices, things playing. And when I came home, they actually were sitting and they were calm.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, they'll start to find their way. You just have to be, you know, you just have to take baby steps with them. And then a little regular guy tip is I get white acrylic and I'll attach it to the doors, and so they can scratch all they want.
That's smart.
I just had it all removed because Baby and Benny are gone now, you know, right. So we don't have any, like, we don't have those kind of dogs now. I'll just put those back up, and they'll be fine. So, smart. So yeah, yeah. So it's not because I'm stuck as I hide.
It's because I'm smart.
Smart.
And for those of you wondering, Winnie is not happy about it.
Not at all.
She has been very depressed, but hanging with the squad.
Yeah, but she's got the squad.
Okay. Yeah. She's doing okay.
Yeah, she's with you. No, but I will say that. Listen, even that. So little Vincenza all of a sudden snuggled up to Daddy last night in bed. Oh. And normally she's like, no, I'm good. And she's, and yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
Winnie.
Everyone, spirit of, no one gets out free.
That's
kids.
Right.
Everyone needs a little competition. And by the way, I think Bobo would help her stay young, give her a companion.
I agree. And she's been good with him.
And, yeah. And you haven't even seen the best of Bobo. I mean, I already have him. He sits, he stays, we did a little, that happened really fast, but you know, his hair is going to grow in. I think he's going to look like a gremlin.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's got these big eyes and this weird underbite.
It kind of looks like he has veneers.
But the cutest gremlin in the world.
Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah.
His teeth are better than all of ours.
Anyway. Very white.
So yeah, that was our
rescue mission of the week.
And that's our bonus. Now, don't worry. Hopefully next week we can go back to God Save the Queens.
Oh, hopefully.
And our important bonus coverage.
Yeah, because I have a whole new character. That
take us
Kevin
out of here, DJ Pooji Pooj.
Right, Kev?
What's that, Hank?
That you wrote a whole new character in for me.
No, remember you were afraid of being canceled, so you blinked. Remember you blinked? Instead of being like...
Winnie, so whether mean. I'm your father's right. So mean to me.
This is one of Sammy's best songs.
Questions from Queenie.
No, Queenie said, I'm meditating and the babies are on my lap. She sent me a picture of the two Bichons. I've got to be me. Say, Kelsey.
Got to be me.
Now, you know what's weird? Does this apply to the fatheads, too? They have to be fatheads?
What? That's a whole existential question. That's way bigger of a question.
Well, I'm saying, like, dream of life that keeps me alive. Yeah, but see, it's like you would think that this is a great song about being who you are and owning it.
I don't think a fathead would listen to this.
But it's like, I'm just saying, like, basically, can you?
Like, should we be telling anyone what they should be, how they should be, or should we just let them be?
Yeah, but yeah, it's scary because I think if a fathead applies this is not a good thing.
No.
Because I don't think a fathead needs to be me.
No, we are not talking to you, fatheads. This is not for you.
This
does
not apply for you.
This is for the heel squad only.
We're gatekeeping.
And all the overgivers.
Don't settle for less. I'm telling you, this is all Queen stuff. Kent's. I'll go it alone.
Ah, JFF, baby.
If that's how it must be.
I can't be right for
somebody else if I'm not right for me. See?
This is great.
Me.
I've gotta
be
free.
Free.
Daring to try to do it or die. Daring to try. Right?
Really good.
Sammy, go! This is, by the way, a one-eyed Jewish black guy in the 50s. So think about how much this meant to him, this song. Like, he just had to be married a white woman. Like, he just got buried. But he had to be me. You guys, everyone, have an amazing weekend. Chills, right?
Yeah.
And,
what a note.
After GNO, Pooj and I will update you on Kelsey's date that we crashed.
That we crashed.
Have a great weekend, everybody.